Praise God, praise God. We bless God. We give him glory, for he is worthy to be praised. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cutting Edge Radio Talk Show, where I am your host, Apostle Van Zandt Luster. I am excited tonight about what God is going to do. I'm excited about what he's going to share with us on tonight. We are just excited. Our show topic tonight is music is not just music when you're listening to the wrong sound of music. My, that's a good topic right there. We want you to call your neighbors, call your friends. You're calling into a live radio broadcast show where hundreds and hundreds of people will hear you. So I ask that you make sure that your background is free of noise and sound. After our guest host, Seer Terry Holloman is going to be with us. She's going to share on the sound of music. And then we have some other women of God that are going to come on and just expound and share and piggyback on that. So make sure that your background is free of noise, because later on we're going to open up radio lines for those to ask questions if you have any questions on tonight. So we're going to give we have our guest host is on tonight. We're just going to invite her in and just say hello for a minute. Let me see. Let me see here. Okay. Praise the Lord. How are you, daughter? Sia Terry?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. I hear you. You're very clear. You sound good in the background there. So I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to listen to a little worship. We want to give our callers just a little bit more time to just call in. It's just 8:01. So we want to give them just about 2 or 3 more minutes to call in, and then we're going to get started on this radio broadcast tonight. Our show is about music is not just music when you're listening to the wrong sound of music. I changed the topic. I had it a different topic before, but I kind of changed it. And we do see callers all calling in, but we want to just give some of the callers just a few more minutes to call in. And then we're going to come right back, and we're going to bring Seer Terry. I call her Seer Terry because that's who she is in the anointing of God. And so we're going to have her to come back in. And so for right now, but what I would like for everyone to do is just to rest, enjoy, make sure that your background is free of any noise, because later on we're going to open up the radio line, and we're going to see if anyone has any questions on tonight. So, Seer Terry, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to bring you back on live air just for a moment. We're going to go into some worship and praise just for a few minutes. Okay, we'll be right back. Everyone, hold on. Don't hang up. Call your friends. Tell them to call in tonight.
Take my mind.
Bless his name. Glory to God. Holiness, holiness. Yes, God, we bless you. We bless you on tonight. Worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise God tonight. We praise God tonight. My God, my God. I bless God tonight. Woo! I tell you, God is good. He's merciful. He's great. He's awesome. He's all of that. He's the beginning. He's the middle. He's the joy of my life. He's the bishop of my soul. He's everything to me. I bless him on tonight because God is just good like that. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. Woo, Jesus. He's a way maker, problem solver, heart fixer, mind regulator. God is a good God, and I bless him on tonight. He may not be there when you want him, but he's always on time. I bless him. He's good tonight. He is worthy to be praised. We thank God for those that are yet calling in on the radio broadcast tonight. We just give God praise and glory. We do have Seer Terry Holloman is here with us on tonight, and others are still calling in tonight. This here is Apostle Van Zandt. I am the host of this radio show, The Cutting Edge Talk Show, and our topic on tonight is music is not just music when you're listening to the wrong sound of music. I like how that sounds. So tonight we're going to be discussing on the wrong sound of music. So before we bring Terry on the air, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless you for tonight. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness. We thank you for your grace, your long suffering. We thank you for being our El Shaddai, Elohim, our Jireh. We praise you on tonight, for you are worthy. We bless you tonight, for we can do nothing without you. And we ask that you would word our words, put the words in out, that you would anoint us to speak wisdom and knowledge and understanding to the people on tonight. We just bless you. We give you praise. We give this radio broadcast over to you. And Father, we bind up every backlash, every spirit of retaliation, every spirit of hindrance, sabotage, assassination. We dismantle the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We dismantle the plan, the plot of the enemy now in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree, Father, that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper on tonight. And that we will have a free flow radio broadcast and there will be no hindrance in the name of Jesus. And we cancel out the assignment of the enemy on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you now. We give you glory. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We praise God tonight. We won't prolong the time any longer. Praise God. Praise God. We have an hour and a half show on tonight, and we're going to let see a Terry Carmen minister and teach us and talk to us about the sound of music, listening to the wrong sound behind the sound of music. We know many times that we think music is just music, but music is just not music if you're listening to the wrong sound of music. See, there's a sound behind the music, and we have to be careful at the different kinds of music that we listen to. Children of God cannot listen. Oh, I know that you probably haven't heard that before, or maybe no one has told you, but that's why we're here tonight to tell you that children of God, God's people, should not listen to every song, any kind of song, because the wrong sound behind that music would taint the atmosphere. See, there's so many things that go on in our atmosphere that we are not aware of, that we haven't been taught. It's just that we haven't been taught. So we're here tonight to teach and bring understanding and release knowledge and wisdom so we can better understand that we should not listen as children of God to every kind of music that comes out on the radio, or, you know, every type of music that we hear. It is not good for children of God to listen to that, because demonic forces are attached to certain types of music. So I'm just kind of laying a little platform for Sia Terry, because she's going to come and give you the in-depth and things that God has given her. The Lord has given her, and she's going to share that with us on tonight. You got to know your lane. You have to know the lane that you walk in, and then when you flow in the lane that God has given you to flow in, when you flow in your anointing, when you flow where God has you, then everything is okay. But when we mess up, when we try to walk over in somebody else's lane, then we end up having a spiritual collision, because we're trying to operate in somebody else's arena that we have not been anointed to operate in. That's good right there. So this here is her arena. This is her area. God has anointed her in it. It's not by man, but God has anointed her in this area. So she's going to come and share. And after she shares, then we will open up the line for those who wish to ask questions on tonight for better understanding. So once again, for those that are calling in still, I said earlier part of the broadcast, to make sure that your background is noise-free, because we are on a live radio broadcast, which is being recorded. We're being recorded live, so make sure when I open up the lines that you are in a background where there is no noise, because if there's noise, if I hear them, I have to put you back in the little chat room there, in the waiting room, so we won't have any distractions on the air tonight. So we're getting ready to bring Sia Terry in, so she can just share with us and talk to us about music is not just music when you're listening to the wrong sound of music. Praise God. We're going to bring her in now. Sia Terry, are you there, daughter?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. We're going to release you now. I just brought you in back on the broadcast live, so you have the floor for a little while just to share. So come in your own way. You have it.
Okay, so let me first start by giving a little bit of history of how I got down this road. It wasn't necessarily a road I was trying to go down. I just kind of happened to end on this road. I'm one to ask a lot of questions. I ask God a lot of questions, and when I hear things, I don't just take it. A lot of times I want understanding. And one of the questions that are one of the things I hear all the time, we have all these sayings in church, but sometimes I don't understand. I think most people, some people are like me, they don't understand what it really means when they're saying it. And so one of the things that I used to hear all the time is there is a sound. We need to release the sound. And I kept asking God, well, God, what is the sound? What does that mean when you say there is a sound? And in my prayer time, I was asking God this, and just one day by chance, because sometimes what God does, I could be looking at something else, and God will give me the answer to that question while I'm looking at it. Someone started to talk about sound, and when they gave their definition of sound, it just clicked for me, and it took me down this road, and it blew me away. And I think that if more people understood what sound was, then their worship would change. The way they view music and the things that they listen to would change. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the definition of sound, and I'll go further after I release that. Sound is vibration that travels through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person's ear, a person or animal's ear. So what sound is vibration. When I got that, then everything else just made sense. A lot of times when we think about sound, what we think about is what we hear. But sound goes beyond what we hear. What sound is vibration. When you understand that, then you understand how everything gives off sound, how everything praises God, because everything in the universe vibrates. So vibration is what creates sound or frequency. And the stronger out, the quicker frequency goes, it turns to light and color and different things like that. So everything in the universe is created by sound or vibration. Everything gives off vibration. So there is never a time that we're not giving off vibration. There's never a time we're not worshiping or giving off sound. So we exist to worship God. But what happens is you have to choose to worship God. So what happens is when God began to show me this stuff, he began to show me a lot of other things too. And what happened was God started to show me about how even the enemy understand this point. And so he started to show me how even witches and warlocks are people that are in astrology understands the power of sound. Because when you start to understand astrology, what astrology means is the study of movement or vibration and relative positions of celestial objects as a means of divining information about human affairs. So even witches and warlocks understands the power of vibration and how it affects the moon and how it affects the stars, how it affects the waters, and how all of this affects us. And so they study this. And what happens is when they're getting ready to make incantations or when they're doing spells, they do it based upon the study of vibration and how it affects the earth. So they wear specific colors because colors is a type of sound. They promote different kind of music. They also use different kind of drugs, different things, because they're trying to invoke a presence. They're trying to invoke something that the people become the people are open to because we don't understand the power of sound or the power of vibration. So there's a scripture that I want to read. And it's Revelation, the 17th chapter, starting at the second verse. And it simply says this. Let me start at one. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. And many waters mean people, which whom the kings of this earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of this earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So the inhabitants have been made drunk with what the kings of this earth have been doing with the whore or with the system. And the system of Babylon. Let's read one more scripture, which is Revelation, the 18th chapter. Starting at verse 1, and it says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he carried, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful thing. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that she may not partake or be partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not the plagues. for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity. So what happens is that the system of this world has committed fornication. The kings of this world have committed fornication with this system. And because they have committed fornication with the system, the people of the world have become drunk with what has been released in the heavenlies by the fornication that was being done with the system and the kings and the rulers of the world. And the merchants of this world have become rich by the delicacies of this system. So have you ever wondered why you go into a specific area or a specific place, and whatever is in that area, you can feel it. When I moved to Atlanta, Atlanta has a strong spirit of lasciviousness. You can feel the spirit when you come into Atlanta. When you live, you have to adjust to what happens in Atlanta because of the stuff that goes on in the city of Atlanta. And a lot of people cannot survive. A lot of marriages have trouble when they first get here because of what is going on in the heavenlies. But it's because of a sound. It's because of the witchcraft that is being released that the people get entangled or the people become drunk of. And you're not even aware of the sound that is being released in the heavenlies. So with that being said, what God began to show me was the power of sound and how sound affects you whether you realize it or not. You are affected by what you become exposed to. When I understood this, I understood that the power of the music industry and what's happening in the music industry, because the music industry is connected to this system. And what happens is, the system determines what sound will be released, and the people that's connected to the system become influenced by the sound that they hear. And one example of that is when you think about Woodstock. Woodstock happened in the early 70s. Woodstock happened in the early 70s. And what happened with Woodstock is it released a sound, and that sound was promoting do what you will. You're free. It promoted sex. It promoted drugs. What ends up happening is the people, then the culture took a hold of that sound. So movies started to take a hold of the sound. The commercials started to take a hold of the sound. Everything was influenced by that sound. And the people became drunk by the sound that was released in that era. So without even realizing it, that they will be influenced by the system. The system shifted the culture, and the people took on the sound, and we became open to the sound, or they became open to the sound, and they became drunk with the sound that was released in that time. Now, what happens is there is a system of thought called New Age. New Age is a religion, and I used to hear that all the time. I never understood it until this time. What New Age do is they teach a philosophy. What New Age is they're waiting for a new age, which they believe they're already in we are already in the new age. And there was a lady by the name of Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey had a 10-point plan that had to be in place before they're waiting for the master. They believe that Jesus Christ was a master, just like Buddha, just like you had many masters. They believe that Jesus Christ was a master, and now they're waiting for another master to come. And so what they did was they said in order for the new master to come, there was a 10-point plan in place. I know I'm going someplace with this. There was a 10-point plan in place that had to be done before the new master could come in, or the Antichrist. And what they said was, their strategy was, one, to take God and prayer out of education in school, to reduce parental authority over the children, promote excessive child rights, abolish corporal punishment. Teachers are the agents of implementation. Destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure, our traditional Christian family structure. Promote sexual promiscuity. Use advertising industry, media, TV, magazines, the film industry, the music industry, to use that as an education system to educate the people to prepare us for the coming of the new their new Messiah, because they call him the Messiah or the new teacher. If sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy. Make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concept of marriage for life. Make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. And this was in the early 1900s. And just to show you how they have achieved what they meant to do with this New Age philosophy to prepare us for the new Messiah, for their new Messiah, or for the Antichrist. To debase art, make it run mad. Use media to promote and change mindsets. Create an interfaith movement. Get governments to make all the laws and get the church to endorse these things. So get government to make all these laws and get the church to endorse these things. So that was their 10-point plan to change the culture. And one of the things that they use to do it is sound, our music. So when we listen to music most times to be entertained. But most times we don't understand the power of entertainment. There is a power in entertainment, because what entertainment does is it positions you to be open to receive a message. Music is the best way to get you to receive a message without you even knowing it, because you're connected to a vibration or a sound or a frequency. And the more you listen to the frequency or sound, the more you come under the authority of the sound. So the more you listen to gospel music, or the more you listen to music that is endorsed by the Spirit of God, the more you come into agreement with that sound, and the more you become like God. But the more you listen to another frequency or sound, the sound of TV, media, the sound that comes from the radio, the more you become like that. A good example of that, when I was young, in the early 1990s, there came a group that came out called NWA. And most of us remember NWA. When NWA came out, they shifted the whole music industry. They shifted the whole industry. And what ends up happening is you had people that were brought up in the suburbs that wanted to be gangsters. They came out with a different type of music that promoted the violence. It promoted disrespect to police. It promoted treat women any kind of way. It promoting calling women bees and everything else. And the community or the culture received it. And when they received it, what happens is everything began to shift and change. You saw the shift and change in movies, because then you started to see movies like Colors. You started to see all those movies that promoted gang violence. And then you saw kids in the suburbs wanting to be gangsters. You had boys that were straight-A students that was shooting people and killing people. You saw more black violence that sprung out of that movement when groups like the NWA came out, because they shifted the music industry. They changed the sound of music. And the people became influenced from the sound. And so they begin to change, or they begin to be what that sound promoted, not even knowing it. Because there was a sound of worship that was being released, or there was a sound that was being released, and the people, they opened themselves up to it, and they became influenced by the sound. In the Word of God, Psalms 22 and 3, it says that the Lord inhabits, or he dwells in the praises of Israel. That word means Tehillah praise. It means a song of the Lord or a new song. What happens is when we worship God, or when we sing a song unto God, then the Lord comes and he dwells in the midst of that worship. He comes and dwells in that praise. But when you begin to understand that sound is nothing more than vibration, then you understand that you worship when you don't even realize that you're worshiping. Are you releasing a sound even when you don't realize that you're releasing a sound? So whenever you're worshiping, whatever you're worshiping, something is going to always come and dwell in the midst of it. Something is always being worshiped. So when you are listening and you're singing a secular song that promotes sex or promotes lust, something comes and you're entertaining a spirit. So something comes and dwells in the midst of the worship that you are promoting or that you're giving. And what happens is you become influenced by the sound. Now you're dealing with lust. Are you listening to NWA? Are you listening to some kind of hip-hop that promotes violence? And you wonder why you become angry. It's because you're listening to that sound and you're being influenced by that sound, which is a type of worship, and now you're being overtaken by that sound. In the scripture, I'm a mythology person. I love mythology. And one of my shows that I watched was Clash of the Titans. And in the movie, there was a scene where the god of Hades was starting to become more powerful than Zeus. And what Hades did was he began to release fear to the people. And the people began to be afraid. They took on that fear. And the more they became afraid, the more powerful Hades got. And the weaker Zeus got, because Zeus was no longer being praised. Hades was, because he was releasing fear. And the people received the fear, and they began to be influenced by the sound of fear. And so the more they became influenced by, the more they began to react from fear, the stronger Hades got, and the more powerful he got. And the less powerful Zeus became. And literally, that's what happens. Not that God is less powerful, but the God that we worship, if we are giving ourselves over to be influenced by the God or by the system, then the system or the gods that influence the system have the power. So when we go in areas and we wonder why that there are so much drugs that are released in areas, it's because the sound that is being released in the area is the sound of the system or the demonic influence has a stronger sound than the sound that comes from the Christian believers. And because we have ourselves become overtaken by the sound of the world, then we begin to speak the same thing that the people of the world speak. So we wonder why in our churches, where we are powerful, we have more power, we have dominion and authority. We have dominion and authority, but how is it that the church has become influenced? So everything you see in the world, you see also in the church. Everything that's going on, the birth rate in the church is high. Homosexuality is in the church. All this stuff, lust is in the church. Everything, all this stuff is in the church. Pastors are committing suicide. Everything, depression is in the church. It's because the same sound that is influencing the world, we are now allowing that sound to infiltrate the church. The same music that you hear in the world, we hear the same music in the church. And so we have now become infiltrated with the sound of the world. And now the power or the influence that we should have as believers, we lose that power because we no longer are being influenced by the sound of heaven. We're being influenced by the sound of the world.
Oh,
so that's why
good.
This... Go ahead.
This is good, Sia Terry. I want to just put you on pause just for a minute. That is so good. You're saying so many powerful points. I wanted to take a break right here and see if anyone has any questions or maybe to want to piggyback on what you are speaking on. Knowledge is very powerful. And understanding is very powerful. Wisdom is very powerful. So we need all of that tonight. We need the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding concerning sound. Not only sound behind music, but there is a sound that has been released in the earth. And you use one of my favorite words, influence. Influence. And I wrote some little things down, and then I'm going to bring someone else on to piggyback on, and then we want to just see who wants has any questions real quick, because we have 55 more minutes on the air. When you were speaking, I was writing down some little notes. The wrong sound will intoxicate you in a negative way. I was just writing down some little notes when you were talking. The wrong sound, whether it is the sound behind music or a spiritual demonic sound. So saints of God, people of God, must be very tuned in to the Spirit of God, to the sound of heaven, the sound of the kingdom, so we don't get confused and delusional about which sound we are hearing. Because if we're not careful, we'll move according to the wrong sound. You said something else, and I wrote this little note down. Seductive illusion. You were talking about something about the sound and what was going on. Seductive illusion will hypnotize. So seductive illusion will hypnotize you that comes with the wrong sound. The wrong spirit behind the sound shifts your mind in the wrong direction. You were talking about preparing the mind, and when you said that, I said, oh, God, that is so good. Because if we're listening to the wrong sound of music, if we're listening to the wrong sound, I taught and ministered on the sound many, 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 many years ago. People weren't getting it. They couldn't understand it, but we got to bring it back. Because I see so many of God's people, they're going to the left, they're following the wrong sound, especially with music. The enemy uses music to influence and to seduce God's people. The wrong sound of music will hypnotize us if we're not careful, and it will shift us in the wrong direction. But what music do, the first thing that music will do, the wrong sound of music, it will hypnotize the mind. It will deal with the mind. It will create an illusion. It will hypnotize and create an illusion in the mind and begin to cause one to think the way they should not think, or a negative way, or the wrong way. So we have to be careful. I'm writing a book talking about the mind now. We have to be careful about what the enemy influence our mind with. I'm going to stop right there. I want to open the line, though. Hold on, Sia Terry. Hold on. We're going to bring you back. Let's see if we have anyone else. I'm going to open the line here for area code, not area code, for 9082. I'm not going to call the whole number out. Let me see if I can bring this I'm opening up the lines now for anyone who has any questions. I believe this is Apostle Maples.
I'm here. Hold on.
Okay. I'm going to open up the line for. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I just wanted to get into a quiet place.
Okay. Can you piggyback off of that sound? Because I know the Lord is giving you sound as well. And then we're going to see if any of the other callers have a question to ask.
Okay. I want to say a couple things about the sound. We truly have to be careful when it comes to the different sounds. I remember just in hearing what Sierra Terry was talking about the influence of, let's say, the influence of the world. Even when we go into a prophetic, let's go back into the prophetic, let's just talk about the prophetic. In the prophetic sound, we that are warriors, those that are warriors, that are warring in the spirit, that have the warrior sound, have to be very careful when you're warring with a particular sound, because you can cause a different kind of warfare to come upon you if you don't understand the sound. You can cause extra warfare if you're not prepared for the sound that you are. They say, for instance, the drums, if you're beating on drums, you have to make sure that you are listening to the sound of God to beat the right rhythm, because what it does, it opens up portals, and it can influence other spirits to come. And you're thinking that you're doing warfare against it, but what you're doing is inviting warfare to it. If you're not careful with the sound of warfare that you're releasing, are you releasing the warfare prophetic sound that is going to deliver, or are you bringing it to, are you releasing the sound of warfare that is going to bring destruction? So it's because the enemy understands the sound. He understands apostolic sound. He understands the power of the sound of the apostolic wind of God. He understands all of that. And so we have to really be careful that when we're making this, because the enemy is an imitator. He comes to imitate everything, and especially those areas that are powerful, and which is the sound. So we have to marinate, get into the presence of the Lord. Really, sound is really very important to the kingdom, because there is, like the woman of God said, there's many sounds, but we as apostolic have to really be keen to hear, fine tune what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in the heavenly, not in the second realm, but in the third realm. Because again, the sound comes to duplicate, and if you're not careful, you will release the wrong sound, thinking that you're releasing the right sound. I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. We as a people have to understand that the sound brings an anointing. And when she was speaking on the entertainment, there is an anointing in the flesh because we are created in rhythm. We love rhythm. It's a movement, and it causes us to react, our body to react, our spirit man to react. And so when you see the entertainers out there, they let a sound out that is an anointing to influence the natural body to react to it. It's not just use Beyonce. She has an anointing of the flesh. So she draws people with that anointing to her, that's anointed, that's in her flesh, and calls them to react to her music, to respond to her music, because it's the anointing of the flesh. And so it's responding. So whatever kind, if you're walking in the natural or you're walking in the spirit, whatever sounds come, it's what's going to influence you to be a participant, to be able to let the energy out that is needed to expedite the plan. I'm done.
Praise God. I wrote this one word down, entertainment of music. And we have to be careful of the sound of music, the type of sound that's behind music. Because what I am noticing that in the world, what I'm watching, the people of God, this is what's disturbing to me. And I was talking to Seer Terry about it a while ago, that I'm watching the people of God being influenced, seduced, and lured to the wrong sound of music. And it will hypnotize you into moving to that beat of that sound. So this here is a serious broadcast, and I'm praying that everyone gets it, everyone that gets it. I'm going to open up the line now to see if anyone has any questions perhaps that they may want to ask Seer Terry on tonight, and we're going to let her finish from where I put her on pause on. I have now just opened up the lines for anyone to ask a question or maybe add some more insight on here tonight. The lines are now, the radio line is now open for those that might want to have something to say on tonight. The lines are open. If anyone has something to ask, of course, is there any questions for Sierra Terry on tonight? Are there any questions? God, the line is open. You're on live radio. Are there any questions on tonight? 8104-5178-9323. The lines are open. 1468, the lines are open. Is there any questions? 1475-4251. Are there any questions on tonight? Okay, Sia Terry, go ahead on and pick it back up. No one has any questions or input. You got it? Go ahead and pick it back up.
Okay. So let me focus on something she said about the drum beat and the power of sound. And I read a book one time dealing with the Hutus and the Hutsis. And there was a movie that came out that dealt with the genocide that happened in Africa. And it's called Hotel Rwanda. But there was a book that I read concerning that, and this is the power of sound, the power of sound. It said that coming up to right before they get ready to start the genocide, it said that this man was on the radio and he would begin to talk about, he was already starting the process of influencing the people to do this genocide. He was talking about killing and calling them cockroaches, and he was doing all this stuff. But they said that on the day of when everything started, it started by the sound of a drum beat. And when they began to beat the drum, it said that the people went into a trance, and they started to kill the Tutsis. They just began to kill them. And pastors were killing their members. Neighbors were killing neighbors. It was they just started killing until the sound of the drum beat stopped. So every time they begin to beat the drum, the people will begin to kill. And if you ask them, they start to ask them why they did it. No one can tell why. They could not explain why. It was because the sound of the drum was witchcraft. It was a sound, and they became under the influence of the sound, and it influenced them to kill. And so this is the same type of sound when we listen to music and we're open to music and we continue to feed ourselves this stuff, different music, a different sound, and you're not aware of the power of the sound because you don't know the spirit that's behind the music. But then when you start to listen, you become under the influence of that sound. So you're under its spell. So now you're under the spell of the sound, and you begin to act out and not even recognize that you're acting out or that you're under the spell of that sound. And so when Beyonce releases a sound, you know, you're not understanding that there's a lust in that sound. You're not understanding that there's the spirit that's behind it. You just like the sound. You just love it. It just sounds good to you. It don't matter that drunken love or whatever it is, you just like the sound. The beat is clean. And so what happens is the more you open yourself up to that, the more you become influenced. And there have been times that people listen to music and that spirit that's in the music take them over. There are people that have literally killed their families. There are people that have literally done things because they have these headphones and they're listening to the music over and over and over again, and they come under a trance or a spell, and they wake up and they've done something, and they don't even recognize what they can't believe that they've done it, but it's because of the power of the sound that they listen to.
Yes.
And so you can listen to a song. For those who know R. Kelly, you can listen to R. Kelly, and all of a sudden you want to have sex. You didn't want to have sex before. But now you're wanting to have sex because you're allowing yourself to be overtaken by the sound. And that's the power of music. And I remember a friend of mine had a dream. And in her dream, she had to dance at a church. And she said that when she began to dance, the musician began to play. And this is for those minstrels and psalmists. The musician began to play. And as he played,
she began to be influenced by the music. And she began to dance seductively because of the sound that the musician was playing. So even though the musician's sound might have been, it might have been a, seemingly a sound that should have been a gospel sound. But what happens is what you are influenced by, what you feed yourself as a minstrel, as a psalmist, what you allow yourself to listen to, it gets into your heart. Then you begin to release that sound. So then we come in church and we're trying to get someplace in God, and we can't get there because the vessel that's releasing sound is being influenced by something else. The heart of the vessel that's releasing the sound ain't right. So the sound that is being released is now influencing the people. So now they're coming under the spell of the sound that's being released by the minstrel or the psalmist. Because many people think this. They think that the sound itself is what, that worship is all about the music that's being played, but it's not. What happens with people like Beyonce, what happened with them is that they all, just like we got the Holy Spirit, they have the influence of a spirit.
That's right.
So what happens is the spirit that is in them now is influencing what's in you. So you're now being influenced by their spirit. And the more you are influenced by that spirit and not by the spirit or the sound of God, then that sound is stronger in you than the sound of God. So as a minstrel, there's some things I just can't listen to. I can't open myself up to. Because now when I begin to minister to other people, then I'm giving them what's in my heart. And if my heart is full of Beyonce, if my heart is full of this music, then that's what I'm releasing to the people.
And
so you wonder why. And I noticed that when I was a kid and I grew up and I used to listen to certain music. It seemed like the music was just more, it was like something to the music. Like you can listen to the music and it took you somewhere. You listen to the music and you were convicted. Or you listen to the music and you begin to cry, it ministered to you.
And the music
ministered to you. But as time grew, because of influence, because the gospel industry became influenced by the world, and we wanted to sound like the world, then what happens is the power and the authority that was once in music we lost. Because now what we're being influenced by, or what we're trying to be like, we're trying to be like the world. So our sound now has no power. We lose the power in our sound. So you listen to sound and it just sounds empty. It doesn't. It no longer moves you. Because the influence is of the world and is no longer of God. The influence is not the word, even though the gospel is the good news, but the word is no longer in it. Now we are influenced. It's all about the influence to make money or to be popular or for fame. Because we're trying to be big in the industry. So we lose the power and the impact that's supposed to come in gospel music. And that's the danger of connecting with the system of the world. So what gospel music is meant to do is no longer able to do because we are now influenced by the sound of the world. But there's something that the Lord said, and it's important. In 2 Corinthians 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. When the church begins to operate where it's supposed to operate, when the church becomes then the strongest voice in the land, then we take back the influence, and then we have the ability to shift and change what is going on in the land. See, when the church, we have a lot of churches, but the church itself has not been doing anything to shift and change what's being released in the heavenly. So because this the sound that's been released that is not a godly sound, and it's going into the heavens, and the people become drunk of that with that sound, then that's why drugs can be released, and you have prostitution, and you have all this stuff. But when the church takes its place, because God has given us authority, God has given us dominion, God has given us power, when we take our place and we begin to impact the heavenly, then we'll start to see everything shift and change. When our sound, when the cry that's in us become more powerful, when we allow ourselves back with the sound of heaven and we begin to release the sound again that comes from the Holy Spirit, then we'll start to see the environments or the atmosphere shift and change, and the people come into alignment with the sound of God.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Are you finished? Praise God. Listen, let me interject here. Let me come in just a little bit, give you a little so you can breathe a little bit. This is so powerful. I mean, we have to change positions. We have to be more aware, be more alert of the trick and the plan and the devices of the enemy, how the enemy sneaks into the music, not all music, but the wrong sound of music, to influence, to distract, to hypnotize, to seduce the people of God. We have to be more aware. We have to wake up to the devil's devices in this hour, because he's sending strong delusions. And one of the weapons of the enemy is to send strong delusions through music. He will send strong delusions through music. And I'm glad, Sia Terry, you mentioned about music. Beyonce's music, nothing against that young lady. We need to pray for her soul to be saved. She needs to be saved and delivered and set free. But I notice a lot of saints of God's people follow her. They listen to her music. And I'm like, dear Lord, do they not understand that her music is demonic? It has a demonic influence in it. And why are we following this type of music behind this young lady instead of praying for her salvation, praying that she get delivered and set free so God can clean her up and give her the right sound of music? This is what we need to do, even with Prince. I've noticed a lot of God's people are falling behind Prince, loving their music. I don't think I've ever heard one song of his except that whether it was on TV or something. I don't follow him. He's not a child of God. His music can't build me up. It doesn't have the right sound for my spirit. So, and we need to pray. Pray for these secular people that God will save them, not follow them. We should influence them. We are kingdom people. I put this up. This is in my book coming out. We are kingdom people, should not be moved by the world's game or the world's way. We should be changing the game of the world because we're kingdom people. We should walk in our kingdom influence and become powerful influencers, that we change the world, that we make the impact upon them rather than them making the impact upon the church. So why we need to influence the music industry. That's one of those seven mountains of influence. I'm not going to go there because that's another whole broadcast. But we should be able, as the people of God, those who are worshipers, those who are songstress, those who are musicians in the gospel, our music should be so powerful until we influence the world, until they want to change with us. Not their music changing with us, but we should influence them in a way and walk into such a kingdom, authority, power, and anointing that our music changes their mindset, not their music changing our mindset. My God, some glory. So we got to wake up, people of God, and we have to see what the enemy is doing in this hour, the deception that he's using to persuade and to influence and to send strong delusion. The scripture says that the enemy walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. and he's using strong delusion. He's using every trick in the book. He's coming through every direction and every way to sin to bring distraction. And music is one of the strongest, powerful tool that the enemy has. I don't know if Terry said this or if Apostle Maple said it, but we're people of music. You know, African-American people are people of music. We're people of sound. We're people of beat. So we have to be careful of the beat. We have to be careful of the sound. When I hear music, I am listening to the sound behind. I hear the words, but I'm listening to the sound behind the words. I'm listening to the beat of that music. I'm listening to make sure there's no unclean sound coming out of that music. If you're listening to music and there's an unclean sound, you need to cut that off. You don't need to listen to that because it will influence you. It will seduce you. Just like Sia Terry was saying somewhere, someone was somewhere, I believe she said in a church, and the person was playing the music and it started causing her to move or dance in a way. You know, whatever what's in us will be awakened by the wrong sound. So I'm gonna use myself as an example, if there's lust or seduction in me, and if I hear the wrong sound of music, that sound, that beat of that music will begin to wake up what's in me. And then I will begin to move out of character, out of personality, because now there's an anointing on the wrong sound. There's an anointing of a wrong sound, and there's an anointing for a right sound. So just because it's a music that's not a gospel music doesn't mean that it's anointed. There are people that are anointed to sing, but is it the right sound? It's because God has anointed them to sing. So we also have to be careful with charisma. There are people that are anointed with charisma, but they're not anointed with anointing. And we get charisma confused with anointing. And we say, oh, they're so anointed. They sung, they preach. No, that's charisma. And we get confused with charisma and anointing. Charisma is not anointing. And many times we follow charisma behind people. I don't do it. I don't follow behind crowds. I'm not quick to run and jump and follow behind anybody. So because if I hear charisma, I'm not running that way. So we can confuse on that. Let's not be confused. Let's hear what God is saying to us and not get confused. Don't confuse charisma with anointing. The anointing is something separate. When you hear anointed music, the anointed music is going to bring change. It's going to bring deliverance. It's going to set the captives free. When you hear anointed voice, every voice is not anointed by God. They can sing good. They can hit the notes right. But there's a charisma to their anointing. So that charisma it comes with that gift of them gifted to be able to sing. And with their personality combined together, that's charisma. And it will sound like the anointing of God, but it's not the anointing of God. Because when you hear someone, when you really listen to someone preaching or singing, you're going to know the difference because there's an anointing to destroy, an anointing to destroy. Oh, my God. A charisma moves you. It moves you in the wrong way. But an anointing will bring deliverance and healing in a person's soul. My goodness. See, Terry, go ahead.
I mean, I think that's good, what you were saying. And one of the things that I always say is that we're so used to being entertained, and so we're looking for entertainment. And because of that, we don't know, we've lost sight of what really is God and what is not. And so we've been so used to, because we've lost sight of what worship really is. And so I want to talk about one other thing, because I want to really, really focus on sound, because sound can go so many places. The sound itself, and when you start to go into sound, you can go so many different places. But it's important to know that sound goes beyond what you hear. Sound goes beyond what you say. Vibration is what we are. It is what we were created to do. We were created, everything about us gives off vibration. Everything in the universe gives off vibration. So everything is designed to worship God. We were designed to worship. So even when you don't know it, you are worshiping because you are giving off vibration. And so it's what happened is what you are worshiping, because you're always worshiping something. You're always giving your worship to something because you were created and designed to do that. And what happens is, I remember one time, Apostle Van Zandt, when God started to teach me about sound and teach me about worship, it says that the enemy goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Right?
Right.
The enemy goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And I said, God, how does he do that? And he brought me back to this moment, and not hopefully everybody on the line is able to take what I'm getting ready to say. I'll say it as carefully as I can. He brought me back to a moment when I was pregnant, and I was close to giving birth to my daughter Kayla, to Benjamin. And I remember that me and my husband weren't, at that time it was over. There was nothing going on, if you understand what I mean. But it does not mean that I did not want. Now, I never said anything. Nothing ever came out of my mouth to say, this is how I feel. But I was still giving off the sound, vibration. Something was still being said, even if I didn't realize that I was doing it. One night in my room, I was asleep, and a spirit came in my bedroom. And when the spirit came in my bedroom, I was asleep, but I could hear the spirit, and it was rubbing my back. It was rubbing my back, and I heard it say, I heard it, and immediately something said I had to wake up because I knew it wasn't of God. It was a spirit it was a lust spirit. It was a spirit. And I was like, I said, I come against the spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and I command you to go. And it left. And I said, what in the world? Where did that come from? It's because of what I was releasing at the time, because of the sound that I was giving off. I was giving off a sound that could be heard. And so we don't realize sometimes that that sound goes beyond what you say. Sound is what you are. And so a lot of people say that the kingdom of God is voice activated. The kingdom of God is not voice activated. The kingdom of God is sound activated, because the Lord responds to your sound. He responds to your tears. He responds to your sound. And sound goes beyond what you say. And that is important to know. So when you understand this, what is in your heart is always what the Lord hears, not what you play. What you sing is not what he hears. It's what's in your heart. He hears you. So as a minstrel, when I play, what you're connecting to, you're not connecting to the sound of what I'm releasing when I play. You're connecting to what's in me, the sound that's being released from my heart. You're connecting to that sound. Or what happens is I could myself connect with the sound that comes from heaven. I come into agreement with that sound, and I release to the people the sound that's coming from heaven. And those who understand the sound, they connect. They come into alignment with that sound, and then they come into agreement, and they begin to yield to the same sound. But just like you can yield yourself or give yourself over to the sound of God, you can give yourself over to another sound. You can give yourself over to another sound. Your sound can be your dance. When you dance, it's a sound that's being released that God hears, and he comes and gets in. Your sound could be in your prayer. One time I was in a church, and people were praying. The people were praying, and the Lord said to me, that's the most beautiful song for me. When God heard it, he heard a song, and he came and he got in it, and he loved the sound. He loved the song. It was a song to him. And so sound goes beyond just necessarily a song. And so when we look at worship, we look at it from the perspective of music, but worship goes way beyond that because worship is what we are. And so we have to start looking at sound differently. We have to start looking at worship differently. If you do, then you won't receive everything. You won't let everything come into your spirit, and you won't do everything because you'll start to understand that when you do, then you're connecting with something, that you are under the influence of something, and you're releasing worship to something. But it's never a time when you're not giving off some type of worship, because that's what we're created to do, and we are always giving off sound.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. That's so good. That's all I was thinking about, the word rhythm. We have 19 more minutes on the air. I was thinking about the word rhythm when you were mentioning about even in our dance there's a sound. In our movement there's a sound because we created to make music. We were created to worship. So worship comes out of us. And that can be a negative or that could be a positive. But I'm thinking about the rhythm, Yes, it did make sense. I'm thinking about the rhythm of God, our rhythm. We have a rhythm that throws off a sound of rhythm, if you will. So, yes, you are correct, and I do agree that we have to just be aware. This is why we come to teach. That's why we come to share knowledge and wisdom so we can be enlightened on how God made us, the sound, different types of sound that we make. That's put out in the air. So we want to be more cautious and more aware, more alert of the different sounds. Even with a woman, I'm going to go and use like as a husband or wife, the wife can put off a sound, a rhythm of her body and the husband too, and they don't have to say a word because there's a sound. They can pick that up from each other. So that's how deep God is. God is a very deep God, and he knows how to create us just like that. Because God throws off a sound. But we want to be aware and to be aware of the wrong sound. The wrong sound. We want to be aware of the wrong sound. That we're not influenced, that we're not drawn away by the wrong sound, that we're not deceived, that we're not seduced by the wrong sound, because the wrong sound will create an illusion that is not God. And we're watching that so much. I was watching a video of a picture in somewhere in Africa, and they were playing the drums, and they're playing the music, the African music and the African drums, and the sound of the beat, because there wasn't any words. It was just the sound of the beat, the sound of the music. And it began to hypnotize this woman. And she began to roll or slither or crawl all on the ground till she got to another place. I've never seen anything like that. I knew that was demonic. And when the beat stopped, when the music stopped, she stopped. And when they started the music again and they started the beat again, when they began to beat and the beat, she started moving again. She started moving again. So there is the wrong sound that was hypnotized. So this young girl was being hypnotized by that witchery sound, that dark sound, that power of darkness sound. So we want to be careful of the different kinds of music that we're listening to, you know, and I'm praying that we just don't listen to every secular music that comes on because it sound may have the right sound, the right beat or whatever. We have to be careful of the person that's behind the sound. Is this person saved? You know, is this, we just don't listen. Now I will say this. There are some clean secular music, you know, I would say old school since I'm from old school, but we have to be careful of this modern day sound that they have out. That's plain. You just can't listen to every kind of sound of music. You just can't listen to it. My goodness, we have 15 more minutes on the air.
And I'm going to open up the line just one more time, just to see if anybody has any comments or any questions they would just like to make. We have 15 more minutes on the air on tonight. Is there any questions, any comments on tonight concerning what Sia Terry was teaching on tonight? Do you want to ask any questions? Well, Sia Terry, let me ask you this question. And let me put a question out. What kind of music is safe? Is there any music that one can listen to outside of gospel that would be safe?
I listen to different types of music. I try to stay within, like, I listen to some jazz.
Okay.
I listen to older music. Anything that promotes sex, anything that promotes that's lustful, or things that promote anything that's anti the word of God, I stay away from. There's some Christian music that I don't listen to. Because I'm listening to the sound of the music.
Yeah.
And so for me, what I do is if it does not affect me in a way, then I know it's safe or it's okay. Normally it's older music, just like you said. It's older music that does not have words that are influencing me to do something, or does not drive me. Some music that's safe for others would not be safe for me. Because I'm a minstrel, so I get engulfed in music. It goes beyond just listening for me. I literally get in music. So I can't listen to what may be safe for others. And so I say that you have to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I would agree and say that Christians, or God's people, should be very careful of the type of music that they listen to, especially if the sound is alluring, if it's seductive, if it's lustful, I like how you say, if that music moves you to start doing something or thinking about something, wanting to be with somebody that you have no business needing to be with, or it's time to cut that off. If it takes your mind back, even if you listen to a certain music that takes your mind back to an old fling, it's time to cut that off. You shouldn't listen to that. So I would say listening to old school, but now, you know, we have this generation that want to listen to everything that comes on the radio. We can't listen to everything that comes on the radio, because everything is not for a child of God to listen to. And I know, you know, I'll probably get, maybe some people may drop me as their friend, I don't know. I don't listen to, you mentioned her name earlier, Beyonce. I don't listen to her music. She's a beautiful young lady. She needs to be saved. She needs to be delivered. She needs God in her life. But I don't listen to her music, because her music is demonic. Her music is seductive. And so I don't listen to her. And you can tell because of how she even dressed. Her music is not a good choice for anyone to listen to, but to each their own. That's my personal opinion. Like I say, she's a lovely young lady. We need to pray for her to be saved, for God to bring her into the body of Christ. So be wise at the type of music that you listen to. Now that you've heard this broadcast, you know the sound, you know, choose a better choice. You know, children, even parents, I know as parents will sometimes allow their children to play certain music in their home, and that music is not clean. I went into a person's house. It was a woman of God's house, and she said her daughter, I think it was her daughter, she said her daughter was acting up. She was rebellious, and she didn't know what to do with her. So I ended up going into this woman of God's house, and she asked me to come in her house and pray. So I asked her, could I walk through her house? And so I walked through her house, and I said, well, can I see your daughter's room? So I walked into her daughter's room, and she had a big poster picture up of I think the guy name is he's a rapper Tupac or something like that. I don't know if the young man
Tupac.
Is still living or not. Yeah, Tupac. Yeah. Okay. She had his picture, and so a big old poster over her bed. Now this is a Christian home, over her bed, and she had, and her mother says she listened to all of his music. Well, one thing, if you're in my house and you're 14 or 15 years old and you're in my house under my roof and you're not working, paying any bills, you're not listening to that kind of music in my house. Now, that's where I'm at. You know, you're 14, you're 15, you're not going to play that kind of music in my house because I'm the one that pays the bill. Okay, I just had to get that out there. So I told her, I said, okay, you need to throw all this away and get the poster off. So she listened. I was surprised that the woman listened. When she got rid of all that music, of that unclean music, unclean rapping, because he cusses in it, he belittles women in it, and everything. Once she did that, now I'm making a point, once she did that, a positive change took place in her daughter's life. She was a complete different person. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. She was being influenced by his music because his music was hateful towards women. He had cussing in it. It wasn't anything clean. It wasn't anything positive. And once that mother cleaned all that stuff out of that young lady's room, this young lady started doing right, acting right, become, you know, more obedient and everything. So I made that point to say, you know, if you have children in your house that are 14, 15, and 16, and they still under your roof, and you paying for their clothes, you paying for their shoes, and putting food on their table, listen, get some backbone. You can't play that music in my house. You ain't playing it in my house. That ain't happening. That ain't not happening. That ain't happening. Because, and if I'm a saved person, you're not bringing that spirit in my house. You're not bringing it in my house. See you, Terry. Go ahead, darling. We have 7 more minutes on the air. Go ahead, see you, Terry.
Okay, there's one other thing I want to say to you. And that, if you want to, you can look online. There's so much out there. But one person, individual's name is John Todd. John Todd was in the music industry. He was a witch in the music industry. He got saved, and he began to expose some things that was happening in the industry. One of the things he said was that in the industry, before they release music, they pray over the music. And when they pray over the music, they begin to pray spirits in the music. So when you get up, when the music goes out, when it hits the airwaves, there are certain sounds, there are certain spirits that are connected to the music. And as you're listening to it, you're exposed to that spirit. So the enemy has a plan. The industry has a plan. The system has a plan. And so although you see it as there's nothing wrong with this, there is always a goal. There is always a goal. The goal is always to influence you by the message of the culture. And the culture is preparing itself, or the system is preparing itself for the Antichrist or their Messiah, when they want to make sure that the people are also being prepared for the Messiah as well. So they take away your resistance. They take away the church's resistance. And so the church is no longer in a position to fight because they're influenced by the sound of the system. Because they have been listening and exposing themselves to that sound. And so that's why the Lord tells us to come out of it. He said, come out of that system, or the judgment that's going to hit that system, you will be judged by that same judgment because you're being influenced by the system. He tells us to come out of it because he understands that the more you allow yourself to be exposed to it, the more you allow yourself to be aligned to that, then you will become like that system. You will become like it. And because we don't understand, we have neglected to educate ourselves to know what is going on in music, what is going on in sound, what is proper worship, what is not proper. Because we don't educate ourselves to know what's going on, then we just listen to it, and we don't even recognize that we become influenced by it. That's why homosexuality isn't as bad anymore. That's why certain things no longer affect us anymore. That's why we can look at stuff and it no longer bothers us, because we are being influenced by it. So it takes away that part of us that would be mad. It takes away that part of us that would have conviction. What would have normally convicted us, or if we look at it, what normally would have brought some kind of bothering us, we're no longer bothered by it. Because what happens is now we're aligning ourselves with that system and we don't even realize it.
Whoa. You said something so powerful. We have four more minutes on there. You said something so powerful that the church is being influenced. I have to use that word influence. That's one of my words. Influenced by the sound of the system. Wow, that is powerful right there. And the music, when you said something, I meant to mention that about there are these certain people that pray over the music. That's what happened years ago with Michael Jackson's CD. This is way back when I was a young girl. Michael Jackson was just a little boy. He was a young guy, and his first record, because they didn't have CDs back then. They were like records. And I remember his first record or something he had made, it was blessed. And you can play this particular song backwards, and you can hear a demonic message on it. And ever since then, I said, oh, dear God. And there's a Kiss group that if you play their music backwards, you would hear the demonic message on it. So, yes, some of the entertainers out there, they are CDs. Now they call them CDs, but back in my day, they were records. They will bless their music by witches and warlocks people that will bless and pray over it so it can expand and it can exceed. And that's what happened to Michael Jackson's, one of his records back at that time. He had it blessed. And it would go far, which it did go far. So we have to be careful about, I'm glad you brought that up and mentioned that how some music are blessed, but they're prayed over and they're curses over it. So it influences and seduces the people when they listen to that, and it gets them to do, that's how you got a lot of these killings, and they listen to this stuff over and over and over again, and it's implanted in their mind, and it changed the pattern. The thought process of their mind, and now they've become that music. They become the sound of what they're listening to, and this is what caused some of them to go out and kill and murder and do all this ungodly stuff. Oh my God, we're getting ready to go off of the air. They're sick on me, letting me know time is almost over. We have one more minute and 55 seconds. See, Terry, I enjoyed you on tonight. My God, thank you for those powerful message, teaching, understanding, and revelation on tonight. Just thank you so much. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come on tonight. And join me this Wednesday for Relationship Wednesday. I'll be putting that up. We're going to be talking about relationship on this coming Wednesday at 8 o'clock, I believe it is. They're telling me I have 90 seconds. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight for each and every one. Bless Sia Terry on tonight. Increase her, Father, even the more in your wisdom and your knowledge and your revelation in the Spirit of God, in the prophetic, in the apostolic, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one who has called in tonight. Bless them to have a very blessed week, a safe week. Bless them, Father, and they're going and they're coming and they're lying down and rising. And, Father, let what has been spoken tonight be a positive seed, that they begin to be aware of the sound of the music, the wrong sound that is in the atmosphere to influence us in the wrong way. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to sign out. Thank you, Sierra Terry, for joining us. Bless you. Thank you so much. I'm going to sign out with shalom. 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 God bless you.